We are back 10 seconds before 11 o'clock, your Mellow Joy Coffee Time, 367-1240, our phone number if you'd like to be a part of today's show. We do have guests in the studio right now, so we ask that you try and keep it consistent with the topic. But again, there is something of an urgent nature, traffic issue. Don't hesitate to give us a call. Dedicate this time pretty much every Thursday to our friends at Iberia Crime Stoppers. Sergeant Stephen Guidry in with us, along with board member Barry Giott. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good to see you guys again. I guess first round of business is kind of recapping last weekend's pool tournament.
Yes, sir.
How do we do?
I'm going to let Barry discuss that one.
Well, we did very well, Jeff. We sold some plate lunches, jambalaya plate lunches, and we had a silent auction and a live auction. And amongst all of that, we cleared $3,434 to the club. And so that was it was pretty lucrative for us. And we had a lot of people that donated auction items that I would like to recognize right now and give a public thanks. Pelican Aviation, Home Furniture, the New Orleans Saints Football Association, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Steve Seneca, Cajun Gun and Tackle, Boudreaux Henderson and Company, Lowe's, Walk-Ons, Carmen Thibodeau, Strever Distributing, Buy Low Grocery, Pool Boy Riverside Inn, Little River Inn, McElhenney Company, Bayou Electric, Dwayne Self, and Tommy LeBlanc Jr.
There you go. A lot of those were auction items, other just in-kind of donations.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Very good, very good. Any results of the tournament? Do we know who won?
I don't. I kind of left after the cooking was done. You know, we were sitting out. We sent out all those plate lunches. So, the tournament didn't end till later that evening.
Right,
and,
right.
We actually had some food left, so I packed it all up in my truck and I brought it over to the homeless shelter. And luckily, I was sitting there knocking on the door and somebody drove up that turned out to be the director of the homeless shelter. And I said, look, I got a bunch of food in my truck I want to give you. So, oh, man, we appreciate it. So not only did we make this money, but we were able to give food to the homeless shelter.
Real good, real good. Stephen, your perspective and future events like this.
I can't thank everybody enough for one, all of the donations, the support, everything that everybody has done to make this happen so that we can continue this program on. All of this money is going to be utilized in different means to include monthly bills, tips being paid out, yearly costs for the P3 software that we use. So everyone who participated with this pool tournament, as well as donating throughout this past year, we greatly appreciate it, and we hope to reach more ears out there and hopefully a few more hearts that might be able to reach into their pockets for us a little bit.
Real good. And I know big thanks to Keith Ulan and the staff over at Emerald Billiards.
Yes, sir. Big time. I mean, we couldn't have done it without him. He had everything lined up. He just asked for some flyers. We printed out 500 flyers, gave them to him, and he made everything else happen.
Real good. The success this past weekend, this going to be an annual event?
I believe we're going to make this an annual event. I do have a few other ideas that we could utilize as well that I'd like to bring to the board next time we all get together and potentially even raise a few more dollars than, you know, the $3,400. I mean, $3,400 is a lot of money. So that was crucial for this past Friday and Saturday at the tournament. But I think there's some other things that we can do, too, throughout the year that might be able to raise a little more.
You know, there's one other person I forgot to thank, and he wasn't on my list, but Jim Products, Beefy Broussard, he donated half of the all of the styrofoam
plates and utensils,
and Napoleon's Tavern donated the other half. So between Gem Products and Napoleon's, we had all of that donated. So thanks to Beefy.
Absolutely. Again, the more stuff that gets donated, the more that goes directly to the cause. And again, remind us of the cause, the mission of Crime Stoppers here.
Absolutely, Jeff. Excellent lead in right there. Crime Stoppers programs nationwide and in certain cases worldwide all come together to bring law enforcement and the community again together as one so that we can get the criminals who are taking what's ours, who are wanted fugitives, off the streets and put where they belong.
Absolutely. Any apart from the tournament's success, any other Crime Stoppers successes over the past week or so?
No success stories yet, but we have been getting tips coming in this since the last time we spoke.
Well, again, tips are success stories.
I agree they're success stories. I would just like to see more success in the reward money department, if you will.
Absolutely. But again, eventually these tips may lead.
Absolutely.
And all you can do is work the tips. Again, remind folks while we feature this featured crime of the week each and every week, and you know you're able to upload it on Facebook, so we'll encourage folks to play along at home, checking out the Facebook page with today's featured crime of the week. Any criminal activity, though, we are looking for tips on.
That's exactly right, Jeff. on April 23rd at about 4 o'clock in the morning, deputies with the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office responded to the Hop Inn located at 304 South Lewis Street in reference to an armed robbery. It was later discovered that a black male entered the store demanding the clerk give him everything in the register. Suspect is described as wearing a black hoodie, black mask, blue pants, and was armed with a camouflage AK-47 or a variant thereof. According to deputies, the suspect handed the clerk a bag to place the money in. Suspect ended up fleeing in a southbound direction after exiting the store. And we're asking anyone out there who might have any information relating to this robbery, if you know who this person is, if you hear word on the street as to who this person was, we strongly encourage you to tip us off at www.p3tips.com, or you can contact us on our anonymous phone line at 364-TIPS.
Very good. And IberiaCrimeStoppers.com. Also, excuse me, still working my issue out here with my throat. But again, many different opportunities. Remind them again how they remain anonymous.
We will never ask you for any of your personal information, i.e. your name, where you live, your phone numbers, social security numbers. Anything of that nature is never going to be asked of you. When you submit a tip through our P3 software, either online or on your phone, tablet, laptop, whatever it may be, it's never going to ask you for your personal information. It's just going to, you are a number to us. That's the only thing that we know you by, is a number. And it's a randomly generated number that comes to us that you have to remember as a tipster. It's also going to give you a personalized password that you have to remember, write down for each tip that you do.
Right.
So if you have three tips, you're going to have three different user numbers and three different passwords. So if you could just write that down whenever you submit a tip, that's the way I'm able to look up to see which tip you're talking about to see if it led to an arrest.
And if you utilize the P3 app, it'll let you know. You don't necessarily have to keep following up. It'll alert you that your tip has been successful.
What I do is I will directly contact that tipster through a two-way dialogue within that specific tip. So if I get word that, that you called in a tip about a warrant, I pass it off to our warrants division. They come back with me and say, hey, this person's been arrested because of that tip. I say, thank you very much, and I'll go directly to that tip number and directly message that tipster through the two-way dialogue. Again, never knowing who they are or where they are. They could be in St. Louis for all I know.
Right.
But they know somebody who has a warrant in Iberia Parish. That led to an arrest.
Very good. And if they do offer it over the phone line, the 364 tips line, they should follow up periodically? Or?
Yes, sir. Every once in a while. I'd probably say at minimum once a week. just to make sure.
Again, via the 364 tips line.
That's correct.
Which, again, keeps it wholly anonymous. Even in paying out the reward money, it remains anonymous.
That's exactly right. It's a completely different set of instructions that I give to that tipster directly. But we keep that a secret just because we don't want the word getting out
right.
and knowing how this works so that people can go and start looking. But if your tip leads to an arrest, you'll get a second set of instructions on how to obtain your reward money, still remaining 100% anonymous.
Very good. As we've seen, even just in this first year, the program evolve in certain ways. Do you see any future changes coming up? In additions, I guess, maybe more so than changes.
In my eyes, Jeff, everything is possible. Anything is possible. I like the way that we're going right now. If we can motivate the community a little bit more, we might be able to blow this program out of the water.
Very good. Barry, any other news from the board?
No, pretty much the...
I know you guys were consumed with the pool tournament
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and it was a real success. And, you know, that Emerald's pool hall, I was very impressed. I've never been there, and it was a lot bigger than I thought it would be. And, you know, it was really, really set up nice for what we were trying to do. And they gave us a little spot to prepare the food and also assemble the to-go plates, and it worked out real well.
Good. And again, thanks to all those, not only those donors and that you referenced, but obviously all the pool players, too.
Yeah.
They stepped up to the plate as well.
That's right.
Hope they had a good time and hope they come back next year.
I hope so, too. The more the merrier, of course. And the more players that we have, the more of a profit that Iberia Crime Stoppers makes to put back into the program itself. Because there are some upfront costs, especially when it came to the tournament. The food, we had to pay for that, so that comes out of the budget. So that $3,400, I mean, we got our food reimbursed, all the donated items, that was all 100% profit.
Sure.
Unfortunately, though, there were four other tournaments going on that weekend. But that's okay. That's okay. We still came out a lot better than I could have imagined.
Sounds good. And also, you know, we talk about other things that you guys spend money on, the posters and those kind of things, and helping get the word out. Are those still available?
Absolutely. I believe I have 10 yard signs left. I spoke with Mike yesterday, and I think we're going to be making another order for some more yard signs because those seem to be a hot commodity. All of our posters, yard signs, business cards, magnets, that all costs money. And we can't buy those things to give to the community without the community helping Iberia
right.
Crime Stoppers to make it happen.
Right. And obviously, while the pool tournament was a great success throughout the year, folks can continue to donate to the cause. I don't think that this one event is going to solve your annual problems.
No, that's exactly right, Jeff. $3,400 is a lot of money, and we are very grateful, very appreciative of everyone who helped us get that kind of money this past weekend. But unfortunately, that's not going to cover us for an entire year.
Yeah. So again, folks, don't hesitate to step up to the plate whenever you have a chance. Again, we haven't talked about the P.O. Box in a while, but P.O. Box 11235, New Iberia, zip code there 70562 for the P.O. Box 11235. If you want to drop a donation in the mail or at your office, I know you guys would gladly accept that.
That is exactly right, Jeff. And for anyone else out there who still doesn't know where I work, I'm at the Big White Courthouse on Iberia Street, the main floor of the sheriff's office side. You can drop donations off there. You could pick up yard signs there. You could come say hi there. Whatever it is that you need to do, I'm here to help.
Real good. Once again, Iberia Crime Stoppers, many way to offer up those anonymous tips, including the 364 Tips Hotline, the P3 app, and again, easy to download for folks who haven't yet. Just takes a few minutes. It'll run you through a few steps to make sure they know exactly, not exactly where you are, but what region, Iberia Parish, obviously, or New Iberia, that kind of a situation, to know who you are trying to offer these tips to. But apart from that, wholly anonymous, you can go online, p3tips.com and iberiacrimestoppers.com.
That's exactly right, Jeff.
Anything else you guys want to offer up before we let you go?
I know we're cutting it short here, but I think that's all I've got so far today.
Barry?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, again, keep the faith, keep up the good work, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Jeff.